You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, we're going to be talking about Stan and Ollie, directed by John S. Baird.
So Stan and Ollie tells the story of Warren Hardy's final UK tour. When they did their tour of UK and Ireland, they were coming to the twilight of their careers. And they were struggling for movie work, and this was kind of a way to get back into the public eye.
Yeah.
And to hopefully get the another movie and to compete with the newer comedians of the day.
I really liked it.
You know, it opens with a really cool tracking shot at the start, and you've got them following them, and it's more in the past when they're still making movies, and you get that sense of how big they were and how admired they were by the studio.
Yeah, it's something like people maybe forget, but like at the time, I think in the 30s, which was sort of their heyday, they were like the biggest film stars probably on the planet, along with Charlie Chaplin, Buster Keaton, and these kind of people. And I think like the main performances, you've got Steve Coogan playing Stan Laurel and John C. Reilly playing Oliver Hardy. And I thought their performances were fantastic. Like they embodied the characters and sort of really brought them to life. Mm. And I think even if you're not a fan of Laurel and Hardy, the film sort of delves behind the scenes and really tells like a highly personal story about these two individuals and their friendship and their relationship and what happened. And like you say, the plot of the story, the main part of the story takes place in the 50s, which is sort of, they've been out of the limelight for a few years and sort of their memories kind of fading in the public, or so they think. So this is sort of a last-ditch attempt to sort of recapture the magic, and they're putting on a stage show, which is like their old routines and things. And you see early on in the film, not many people are turning up, and it's a little bit sad because it's kind of the faded stars story, like people who were famous and now they've sort of lost that. But yeah, like I say, through it all, that friendship is what sort of really holds the film together. Also, some great performances. Shirley Henderson plays Oliver Hardy's wife, Lucille, and we've also got Nina Arianda, who plays Stan Laurel's wife.
Yeah, and I think like they really kind of steal the movie and the scenes they're in.
Oh yeah, they're totally hilarious. Yeah. I mean, they have like some of the funniest scenes in the film,
and their interaction as well is just fantastic. But like even the promoter says in the movie, you're getting two double acts for one, and in this movie you really do, because you've got Laurel Hardy and the wives as well, and how they interact.
Yeah,
it's just some of the best stuff in it. But I think like you said, it really shows how like post war, like the people's taste in comedy had changed. It was more Abbott and Costello.
Yeah,
and even the promoter, played by Rufus Jones, is wanting to talk about Norman Wisdom all the time.
Yeah,
and try to team up with other things and just wait to make money for himself.
That's really, the thing. It's like new. It's that thing where you've got celebrity, but then times change and you're no longer like the talk of the town, you're no longer the popular thing.
But really, like Laurel and Hardy show them that they've still got it and they can still compete on that level, because they end up selling out and everybody's there.
Yeah, but I really like the film, like the writer Jeff Pope, I think does a great job, and the way the film builds, like say early on they're not doing great audiences, and as they sort of continue with the tour, it starts to gain some popularity. So it has that feel-good momentum to it where you know, or like you're so rooting for them to recapture the magic and do well. But also it has a sort of darker undertone, which is about, like I say, friendship and loyalty and what holds people together. I would definitely recommend it. It does a really good job of recreating the period as well. And sort of, also like another really interesting thing I found, again, this comes down to the writing and directing, but it's almost like when you watch their routines early on, they're not very funny. And you as the audience are thinking, this really isn't that great. But the way it's shot and written is like later on, you actually, it like becomes funnier, I felt. Like they do different routines. I think it's because you're seeing the way they're shooting with audience reactions. Like you're feeling what the audience is feeling. So early on it's kind of, oh, these guys are like past it. But later on in the film you're thinking, actually, this is really good. And you sort of really get into it. Overall, fantastic performances, really good direction. A bit of a departure for John S. Baird, who did Filth, I think, was the last film we saw of his.
Yeah.
So this is quite different, doing a period drama.
Yeah, well, he didn't try to, like, maybe bend this to his style. He bended to the piece and, you know, showed, like, the more sweet emotional moments in this, because it is, like, I think it does feel like a bit like a love story between the two of them. They don't really function.
It has sort of an old-fashioned sensibility, yeah. Like an old-fashioned love story or sort of mild comedy.
Really like how at the start it's more about the routines and stuff, but then as it gets to the end, it's more about like their relationship and how they drifted apart in the past and how they've got back together now and how they're maybe going to drift apart again.
Yeah.
But that the double act means so much to both of them and they can't go on without one another.
Yeah.
When it was just quite, it was really quite touching at moments. But I really liked it, and it felt like both Coogan and Riley were taking it very seriously, and it was a very like sincere tribute to Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah, that's the thing. Great performances, and not just like a caricature or an impersonation, but they genuinely got to like the heart of the two characters.
Yeah, they really embodied it and really worked on the routines, I think, as well. You could tell when they were doing the dances, and I saw an interview with them, and they were like, Laurel and Hardy would do a lot of mistakes within the routines as part of the routine, and they had to learn all the mistakes as well.
Right.
So they really, I feel like they really took it seriously, and there was a lot of love for what they were doing.
Yeah. Because like they are two icons of comic cinema, and I suppose a lot of comedians probably look up to them, so it's a big ask, but yeah, they definitely pulled it off. So that was our review of Laurel and Hardy. We'll be back again soon with more reviews.